Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. We want to welcome everybody out there, amen, in our radio land, and also those of you that are joining us by way of Blog Talk. Amen. God bless all of you also. And then those of you that are joining us live, amen, where you can view us from Periscope. We have a lot of first-time viewers. God bless all of you. Now, those of you that need to join in on Blog Talk, some of you may be working. And, you know, I know that you may not be able to put your phone on Periscope, but I tell you what, if you put that Bluetooth on, you can go to Blog Talk, and all you have to do is just call this number, 347, area code 347-989-0113. That's area code 347-989-0113. So invite somebody to join us on Blog Talk. So we're on Blog Talk live right now. We're on WXY 1520 in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and also Periscope. We want to, amen, welcome all of our viewers and tap in those hearts and let someone know that we're on the air and invite other friends. Thank you so much, amen, to join us. So those of you, amen, that are joining in, God bless you. I want to go into a word of prayer, and then I want to talk a little bit about some things that are getting ready to happen and what's going to take place. Father, we thank you for every person that are listening to my voice. And I pray right now that you would touch them from the crown of their head to the very sole of their feet. Right now, straighten out every crooked road, heal those that are sick and suffering and that are in need of a right now miracle. We pray that your touch would just go forth in every area, every life of every person that are listening to my voice. Touch them right now. Even the needs that they have, touch them. In Jesus' name we pray and call it done. Everybody say amen. Well, my name is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to talk to you by means of these particular broadcasts and to share with you that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by his spirit, and he's doing some great things in the lives of so many people. Listen to me very carefully. On yesterday, we left off with praise, and I told you that there are some praises that we need to evaluate. We're just about two days away from the closing out of this year. And I know the devil has been fighting many of you, trying to get you, amen, to backslide and trying to tell you that, you know, there's some prophecies that were spoken to you that have not come to pass. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? There's some things that you wrote down. There's some things that many of you, amen, written down in your diary. Some of you have it in a letter form. You got it in your shelf, amen, tucked away somewhere, and you just trying to check them off. And you was able to check off one or two, but now you got a few of them that have not been fulfilled yet. And the enemy is saying, no, it's not going to happen. Let me tell you something right now. I don't care what is going on. 2 days is a long time for God to move. Are y'all listening to me? Some of you going to get a breakthrough today. You ain't got to wait till Wednesday. You don't have to wait till Thursday. You're going to get your breakthrough today. Some of you going to get your breakthrough tonight. Some of you are going to get unusual miracles coming forth in your life. So you just well get ready. You might as well wash your face, comb your hair, because your breakthrough is on the way. Because God told me just 2 months ago that giants were going to fall. Now, I don't know what your giant is, and I've been saying this Every day now, for the last 2 weeks, giants are going to fall. Now, whether your giant name is a Goliath, or whether your giant name is Goliath's cousin who was Giddish, or whether your giant name is Ishbibinab, amen, his cousin, or whether your giant is a no-name giant, or whether your giant is depression or financial lack, whatever your giant is, they're going to fall. And some of them going to fall in the next, amen, 48 hours. So you get ready. Your no-name giant, that's right, your no-name giant. I don't care what your giant is, he's going to fall. Now, God said what he's looking for is a people that will, somebody just said timber. Yeah, timber. God is looking for a people that will praise him. That's what God is looking for, a people that will praise him. Listen to me very carefully. On last night, I had the opportunity to minister to people, and I told them about this man called Abraham. In the 22nd chapter of Genesis, the Bible said, and it came to pass after these things. What things? Okay, it came to pass after these things. Can I say it again? And it came to pass after these things. Now, I don't know what these things you've gone through in 2015. Some of you have gone through some these things where you've lost a job, and then God gave you a better job. Some of you went through these things where you lost a house and God gave you a bigger house. Matter of fact, you bought your house. Some of you went through these things where you had bad relationships 3-4 years ago, but then you got married. Y'all ain't saying that to me. These things represent some of you that was trying to have a child, and for years you couldn't have them, but then God gave you a child. You know, these things, promotion, these things, a brand new car, these things. Y'all ain't saying it to me. Rekindled relationship in your marriage. These things. Can I get a witness in here? More money in the bank. Bills paid. Matter of fact, these things. You feel more joy now in your life. You feel better. You're not depressed no more. You're not going through no more. It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. And I told him the word tempt means test. So God did test Abraham. What do you mean? I'm trying to tell you right now, if you have gone through this year and God took you through some trouble and then gave you the victory, then you're living in the verse, it came to pass after these things. But then God said, I want to test your level of praise now. I know you praised me back then, but I want to test your level of praise 2015 on a Tuesday around 1:30. I want to see if you still have the same praise you had 6 months ago. I want to see if you got the same. Did you learn anything from your trial? Did you learn anything from your test you had a year ago? Because I'm getting ready to test your praise. Uh-oh, I feel something. Anybody know what's getting ready to happen? You're getting ready to get your praise on. I'm going to tell you how you're going to get there. So the Bible said that God did test Abraham, did tempt Abraham, and he called him. He said, Abraham. And, you know, he was excited. He said, yes, Lord, here I am. You know, God always, when he talked to Abraham, he would always tell him, say, I'm getting ready to bless you. I'm getting ready to do something for you. But this wasn't that language this time. God didn't tell him about, I'm going to bless you and multiply your seeds as the stars of heaven and as the sand of the sea. No, no, no. He didn't tell him that this time. He didn't tell him that. He told him, say, Abraham, I want you to take your only son, Isaac. Okay, yes. Now, he's not expecting this. Abraham is not expecting this. He said, take your only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. I know you love him. I know you love him. So I'm not telling you to take something that's detached from you. I'm telling you to take something that I know you love. I'm not talking about Ishmael. I'm talking about Isaac. I want you to take your only son, Isaac. Isn't it funny how God called Isaac his only son, but he had Ishmael before Isaac? See, what God gives you is personal, baby. He says, take your only son, Isaac. What you want me to do? Whatever you want me to do. You want me to teach him how to pray? You want me to teach him how to sing? Do you want me to teach him how to trust you? Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. He said, no, I want you to kill him and offer him to me. Oh, wait a minute. I just came out of some stuff. I just got through with some stuff. I just came out of some stuff. I mean, I just been delivered out of some stuff. Now you want me to do what? He said, I want you to offer him on a mountain I should tell thee of. I'm not going to even tell you where it's at now. I'm not going to tell you what day it is. I'm just going to tell you to get ready to kill your son. I know you love him, but I want him back. I know you love him, but Abraham could have came up with everything. He could have just came up with the argument and say, first of all, Lord, I didn't ask you for him. I was already old. I wanted him when I was younger. But I had made up my mind. I was old. I was through, and that was it. Like some of y'all, you done made up in your mind this year is ended. That's it. The day is Tuesday. We got 2 days. I guess I'm not going to get the house. I guess I'm not going to get this. I guess I'm not going to get the job. I guess it's over. You know, it's just done and over with. Y'all ain't saying it to me. But God is not concerned about your 48 hours. He's not concerned about your 24 hours. He's not concerned about your 23 hours or your 42 hours. God is still God. Don't you understand? He's God over everything. Can I talk to somebody? So Abraham could have offered up all of those things. First of all, God, you came to me after, you know, I had fed your angels some food. And then you started telling me about, you know, I'm going to give you a son. I didn't ask you for no son. I was already old. I was already old. My wife was, y'all excuse me. My wife was already old. We had to make up in our mind that was it. I would never have a child from Sarah. You know, y'all ain't saying that to me. So I was cool. Now you come and you give me a son, and now you want him back. Look like you're playing with my emotions. That's what it looked like. He could have offered up all of that. But you know what Abraham did? The Bible said that Abraham didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. The Bible said he arose the next morning. You know what that tells me? The Abraham say, before I say anything that's going to doubt God, I won't say nothing. I'll just show dynamics. See, praise is dynamics. Praise, I told you on yesterday, is the approval of, and then praise is the dynamics. What you mean dynamics? Movement. You can't tell me you're praising God and don't move. You can't tell me you're praising God and don't obey what he's saying. You can't tell me you're praising God, amen, and don't do nothing in the way of action. You must first approve of what he said. Abraham approved of what God said. What you mean? You want him? I give him to you. I'm not going to argue about it. We're not going to fuss about it, because I just believe if you want him, you got your own reason. Not my will, but thy will. I wish I had somebody in here that would believe God. I just felt a moment of praise because somebody need to tell God, I'm approving of what you're doing. Somebody need to lift your hands up right now and say, God, I don't know what's going on. It certainly wasn't my prayer, amen, to go into a trial. But I tell you what, I approve. If you want me to go in there, I approve of what you're doing. Somebody take 15 seconds and throw your hands up and say, Lord, I approve. Don't be scared. You do just what I tell you to do. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, I approve of what you're doing. Don't you sit there and be scared. I told you to throw your hands up. I didn't tell you, amen, just to, you know, just say, no, I'm not going to do it. I told you to throw your hands up. I'm going to give you one more opportunity. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, I approve of what you're doing. Hey. Y'all think I'm playing, but I'm ready for Thursday night. I'm so ready for Thursday night. You think I'm playing? Baby, I'm just getting ready. This is just a prep of Thursday night, because I approve of everything that God did this year and what he's doing right now. Rev, you don't understand. I'm going through some stuff right now. Just say, Lord, I approve of what you're doing, because if you got enough to put me in it, you got enough to get me out of it. If you got enough, can I say it again? If you got enough to put me in it, you got enough to get me out of it. Now, here it is. I got to get to my sermon. Here it is. He arises the next day and get everybody together, Isaac and his servants, and then they set out to the place that God said that he was going to show him. And then when they got close to it, when they could see it afar off, he told the servants one of the strangest things that I'd ever heard in the Bible. I've heard many things, but he told his servants, say, y'all wait here while I and the lad go yonder in worship, and then return. Well, Abraham, I thought you said that God, I thought we just read that God said he wants you to kill Isaac. I believe somewhere in Abraham's subterranean chambers of his soul and mind, he believed if God wants Isaac, if I have to kill him, he's God enough to raise him from the dead so we can come back. Because me and the lad is going over there to worship, and then we're going to return again. You've got to understand the kind of God you serve. He is God enough to take everything or allow everything to be taken from you and then give you double for your trouble. Somebody ought to throw your hands up on that one. I'm going to say it again because the devil don't like when I say that right there. I say he's God enough that allow everything that you have, every possession in the world that you have, to be taken from you and then turn back around and give you double for your trouble. Can I get a witness in here? I believe that somebody out there in radio land, somebody out there that is listening to me, you need to understand what God is doing. He's getting ready to set you up for the victory. God is setting you up for the victory. He is setting you up for the victory. And that's what's going on in your life. God is setting you up for the victory. He's setting you up for the victory. Can I get a witness in here? So Abraham, the Bible said in the 9th verse, Abraham comes to the place that the Lord told him of. The Bible says, and they came to the place. They came to the place. Can I say that again? And they came to the place. I want to say that one more time. And they came to the place. What place? They came to the place directly where God wanted him to be. Okay, well, God, where do you want me to be right now on Tuesday? It's going on 2 o'clock. Where do you want me to be at right now? It's going on 2 o'clock, Bishop, and I'm in some trouble. Where do you want me to be? God say, I brought you to the place where I want you to be. Yeah, but I'm waiting on a miracle. Yeah, but you're in the place where I want you to be. I'm waiting on an answer. Yeah, but you're in the place where I want you to be. Y'all ain't saying that to me. They came to the place. Lord, where do you want me to be? I ain't got the car yet. I ain't got the house. He said, I brought you to the place where I want you to be. Yeah, but I'm waiting on my breakthrough. Yeah, but I got you to the place where I want you to be. Okay, so what you want me to do that I'm here? Now that I'm here and I can't figure my own way out, now that I'm here and I don't know how, amen, to get through this particular test that I'm in right now, what do you want me to do? God said, I want you to offer up a sacrifice of praise right now, right now. And that's what I'm going to tell y'all to do before I close out this verse. I want you to offer up a sacrifice of praise. I'm not just talking mere words, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now what I know. God say, if you in the place where you uncomfortable, if you're in the place where you are uncomfortable, if you are uncomfortable, that's good. Why? Because you're in the place where you can offer up a sacrifice of praise. You know the story where the eagle stirs the nest. The eagle is born, and they got feathers everywhere. But after a while, the mama eagle start removing feathers and removing feathers and removing feathers until all of the thorns and thistles are making the eaglet uncomfortable. And then eventually, the mama take the eaglet and throws her out of the nest. God say, I'm getting ready to put you, amen, in a place where you're uncomfortable. Let me see you praise me now. Let me see if you got a praise now. I'm going to tell you to do something. In the next 10 seconds, I want you to give God the praise. I want you to give God the praise and the glory. I want you to give God the praise and the glory. Glory to God. I want you to give him the praise and the glory. You got about 10 seconds before you do this now. Glory to God. You give him the praise and the glory. Give him the praise and the glory for whatever it is that you need. 10 seconds. We got 6 seconds. 5 seconds. You give God the praise like you've never done before. You give him a praise from the depths of your heart. You're in the place now. You right there. You're in the place. Now give God the glory. Are you ready? When I count to 3, you do it. 1, 2, 3. Give him a praise, everybody. Come on. My God, listen, praise, praise. I see some praises going on. Listen, this is just a down payment of what we're going to be doing. Now, I know I'm getting knocked off, but y'all just bear with me. This is just a down payment of what we're going to be doing on Wednesday night. Do y'all hear me, Blog Talk? Is there anybody on Blog Talk? 347-989-0113. Y'all hear me, Blog Talk? Can y'all text somebody out there and tell them, amen, that God is looking for praise right now? No matter where you are in the place where God wants you to praise him. Yeah, but I don't feel good in my body. That's the place of praise. The Bible said when Abraham got there, he built him an altar. Then he put a fire under it. Then he grabbed hold of Isaac. And then he took his knife. See, there's always a sacrifice when you're going to really praise God. Giving God the praise, driving a new car is good. I mean, that's superb. But baby, when you don't have the things that you've been looking for, and the devil is trying to talk to your mind, that's the time to build an altar. That's the time to get your sacrifice going on. That's the time to give God a praise. You're at the place right now. You're at that place. You're at that place. You're at that place. Bible says, and they came to the place. Abraham and Isaac came to the place. And just when Isaac, I hope I said that word right, just when Abraham was getting ready to cut Isaac's throat, an angel called out of heaven and said, Abraham, you know he had to call him two times, right? Because he was going to do it just as short. He wasn't even looking for God to stop him. See, some of y'all looking for God, say, I'm going to praise him and then see how quick he moved. No, that's not what Abraham was doing. The angel had to call him two times, y'all, two times. He said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, yeah. He said, don't touch him because now I know that you won't even withhold nothing from me, not even your only son. And you know what got me? What you mean, God? You omnipotent. You all-knowing. Why would you say these words, now I know? Because he said, now I know that you have praised me even in the most difficult time of your life. It's not just on the mountain, but I can give God the praise in the valley. It's not just in the valley, but if I get through stormy weather, I'm still going to give God the praise. Now I know. I feel like running out this studio, y'all, because I feel a praise. If I didn't have no more time, how much time I got? Because I can run and come back. 7 minutes. I can run and come back. I can run and go over there and come back. Y'all ain't saying it to me because this is just how powerful the word is. He said, now I know. I want God to know that I love him above anything that he can bless me with. I want God to know that I love him above what I'm going through or how, y'all ain't saying it to me, how I feel and how I don't feel. I want God to know how much I love him. Y'all, excuse me. I got to calm down. Whoa. Y'all still with me? Lord Talk, y'all still with me? Periscope, y'all still with me? Amen. EXY, y'all still with me? I feel some praise people out there. Glory to God. We got 2 days and the devil thought he had the victory. You got 2 more days and the devil thought that he had you, amen, slumped over like a weeping willow tree, right here crying and carrying on and waking up saying, how I'm going to get through this, amen, walking around all night long, amen, walking around in the daytime like a zombie because you don't sleep, and walking around with your eyes wide open at night, looking at TV and not paying attention to the story. The devil is a liar. It's time for you to praise God in the place where God has brought you. They came to the place. They came to the place. Ladies and gentlemen, you meet me this Thursday night at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Service starts at 9:30. Whatever you do, you know what? You make it your plan and must to be there because I know without a shadow of doubt that the Spirit of God is going to be moving like never before. The power of God. It's going to move like never before. And God has given me a fresh word. A fresh word. I said a fresh word for you to leave 2015 into 2016. And let me say this again. For those of you that didn't hear the broadcast on yesterday, you leave in 2015 with a high hand. That's what I said, with a high hand. Glory to God. I thought I knew the name of how y'all can throw those high hands up there. But somebody throw your hands up. Amen on Periscope. Blog Talk people, y'all throw your hands up. EXY people, y'all throw your hands up. God said, so you're leaving out of here with a high hand. The Bible said that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh, but Israel left Egypt with a high hand. Woo! Why is he doing this right here? Why is he making Pharaoh mad and then causing us to leave Egypt? I mean, I don't understand God. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He could have just left Pharaoh alone and just called Israel to leave Egypt. But he says, while y'all leaving, I'm going to harden his heart. First, I hardened his heart for Moses' sake. But now I'm going to harden his heart for y'all. But I want you to keep that high hand up. Whatever praise you had when I blessed you 3 months ago, keep the praise right now when you ain't got but 2 days left and you believe in God for something else. Keep that same praise in an uncomfortable place. Keep that same praise in an unfamiliar place. Keep that same praise in valleys low. Keep that same praise. Are y'all listening to me? Keep that same praise. The same praise. Do I have any new listeners? Amen. On Blog Talk, do I have any new viewers on Periscope to say my first time? keeping the same praise. Could y'all type that for me? Amen. Could any new person just type, amen, my first time, but I'm going to keep the same praise. Any EXY listeners, you just tune into the station and you listening to this man yell all over the mic. Glory to God. I got a right to yell because the devil wanted to kill me a long time ago. I got a right to yell because I had a father that had open heart surgery, but he was on radio today. I got a right to yell. I'm just trying to hurry up so I can run out this studio and run around this building one time. Amen. Because God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Say amen, somebody. That somebody say, yes, the devil thought he had me. I got 2 minutes. Amen. Is there somebody out there in radio land? Glory to God. Let me open up the phone line. Do I have time to open up for one call? 561-1553. Amen. Call right now and say, you know what, Pastor? I still got my praise. If you can catch it before I go off the air, God is going to bless you. If you can do this before I go off the air, 1553, amen, just call and say, Pastor, I still got my praise. All of you out there, I want you to get ready to meet me. Meet me, amen, at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, amen, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. I want you to be there at 9:30. Somebody, amen, pick up the phone right now and call us at the station at 561-1553. Amen, and just say, Pastor, I still got my praise. I still got my praise. I still got it. Now, this Thursday night, you get ready for a miracle because that's what's going to happen on this Thursday night. Somebody's on the line?
Yes. Pastor, I still got my praise. Hallelujah.
You sound like you got a praise. Say amen,
yes,
somebody.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
I like that. You need to call the station tomorrow when I'm on. I like you. You're going to be my co-host tomorrow. Say amen, somebody. All right, my name is Hurricane Johnson. Thank you. Blog Talk listeners, amen. Join us tomorrow at 1:30. Remember to invite somebody out by telling them to call 347-989-0113. Periscope, remember, ask somebody to join us. EXY, tell somebody that Hurricane Johnson is on the air. My name is Hurricane Johnson. I got another one. Say that again.
I still got my praise. Thank you, God.
Go ahead on. Then you praise God. And you know what? Those of you that just called, God say he's getting ready to open up a strange door for you in the next 48 hours. I had to tell you that because you was obedient. Amen? So listen, whatever you do, don't let nothing stop you. Listen, y'all, I work hard today. Amen. I got to go get some air, y'all. I done got older now. I used to do this for an hour, man. I don't know how in the world I was able to stay on the air every day for hours and come at night for hours. But you know what? You know, 30 minutes is just good for me. It's good for me because you know what? It gives me a time to get excited and talk about Jesus Christ. All right? Listen, we're going to be back on this station tomorrow at 1:30. Amen. God bless you. My name is Hurricane Johnson. Leave with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way.